Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. 3 months after North Carolina passed Amendment 1, a new national poll by the Pew Research Center finds growing support for marriage equality. The results come as Democrats prepare to endorse a pro-gay marriage plank at their national convention in Charlotte this September. Stuart Campbell, the executive director of Equality NC, joins us now to talk about President Obama's support for the issue, the impact that has had nationally, and where their organization goes from here. Well, Stuart, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Happy to be here.
A lot to talk about in the world of human rights and equality. Mm-hmm. I wanted to start, it's been now a few months looking back on Amendment 1.
Mm-hmm.
You've had some time to reflect. And what are your thoughts now as you sort of look back on what I still think of as a gray day in North Carolina?
Yeah, well, it absolutely was a gray day. And I think a day that many of us were really crushed over and disappointed. I think it was a really well-fought campaign on our part. I think we did a lot of good things. We had a very important conversation with the state. But at the end of the day, we were unsuccessful in reaching enough people. And that was really the key, because I think even polling afterwards showed that a lot of people were still very confused about what this amendment would do. But we were only given about 7 or 8 months to really reach out to them and didn't get enough contact, unfortunately. But since then, we've been going around the state talking to a lot of our members in the community. I think people are obviously dispirited, disappointed, but they're also kind of fired up and, quite frankly, angry and looking for ways to channel that anger.
And it's also interesting that after the Marriage Discrimination Amendment and all that it did was adopted nationally, it really feels like the mood is going
absolutely
very strongly in the other direction, I guess, starting with President Obama.
Yeah. And, I'd like to say that we had a little bit to do with that. I think that he was kind of feeling some of the pressure about the issue because of what was happening in North Carolina and what is happening elsewhere. But it was really great to see him come out for marriage equality. Obviously, I think the timing kind of could have been better for us. I would have liked to have seen it before. But, truthfully, I don't know how much of a difference it would have made a few days before. Now, if it was a few weeks before, something like that, it would have probably made a huge difference. Because as you've seen, it really is a sea change. It seems like so many people have come out for marriage equality that he was sort of the tipping point almost.
It's also interesting, I know Defense Secretary Leon Panetta thanked gay and mm-hmm. lesbian military mm-hmm. members recently, and that would have been unthinkable even just a few years ago.
It would have been, and it was really incredible to see that and to know that the Pentagon was holding a pride event, and it was just wonderful to see that, to hear the speakers, and I wasn't there personally, but I saw videos and clips of it, but it was just really amazing to see that, and I was very excited.
And there are states now, I guess, with public votes is Minnesota, Maryland.
Minnesota, Maryland, Maine, and I think Washington, and there's one more I'm missing, but yeah. Yep.
And how do you feel about it?
You know, this is such a tough issue because it's so different than almost any other issue that is decided by the public. You know, we're not talking about taxes. We're not talking about things that public policy that you would expect. Obviously, we've been unsuccessful in 31 states, including ours, in achieving any sort of marriage equality at the ballot box. But as you indicated, with the president and with several organizations, NAACP, the National Council for La Raza, who have come out now in favor of marriage equality, that things are clearly changing. And our hope is that that will have an impact in the ballot box as well. But that just remains to be seen.
You mentioned that you're going around the state mm-hmm. talking to folks. You mentioned people are fired up. What are they fired up to do? What can folks do?
What we're doing is saying, look, the number one reason that this got on the ballot is that it passed the General Assembly. This didn't win by 61-39%. This won by one vote in the Senate. So what that means is we need to change what that Senate looks like and what that House looks like. Equality North Carolina has a political action committee, and we are asking people to get involved in that. We, the Equality North Carolina PAC, are looking at races that we can have an influence in. We are looking for pro-equality candidates, regardless of party, and we would like to support them and find a way to get them elected so that we can change the makeup of the legislature so it is definitely more a pro-equality legislature that can then take a look at down the road, perhaps looking at a repeal of this, but certainly looking at more short-term things like workplace non-discrimination. It's still illegal in North Carolina to fire someone because they're gay or lesbian or bisexual or transgendered. So we want to look at that. But we need legislators who support doing that.
And when you go around the state, what are you finding? I mean, it just I'm always struck by how many people, you mentioned it earlier, still don't realize what the amendment actually did or still upset that it passed.
Well, of course, you know, when we go and we talk to our folks, they know what it did and what it does, and they were very involved. And, you know, I have to say that this has been, as challenging as it's been in the last 7 or 8 months, it's also been pretty gratifying to see the number of people that have come out, straight, gay, whatever, who have said, this is not right, this is not the state I want to live in. And they've spontaneously formed groups and community actions, and they want to get involved. They want to talk, continue having those conversations with their neighbors and coworkers. You know, that's actually one of the things, one of the reasons why we're pushing workplace non-discrimination so hard is because we did see a rural-urban split in the vote. And what that means to us is that we need to do more to help people in the rural areas be more comfortable coming out, because it really does make a difference. When you're exposed to gay people, you tend to like them and see us as, you know, normal people without horns or anything. So what we want to do is we want to create an environment in the rural areas where people feel safe. And one of the big steps towards doing that is creating a place where you can't be fired for being gay.
And so will that be a legislative initiative in 2013?
It will. It will. Absolutely. You know, it may not happen in 2013. It may take a couple more years, but we're definitely committed to seeing it happen.
Do you really think the majority of state, that three-fifths of the General Assembly believes in what they voted for, or do you think this was a case of a, sort of a narrow ideological section of our state controlling or having too much power in the General Assembly?
Well, I think there's evidence of that. Even Majority Leader Stam said that he got the changes for the legislation to tighten it up from an outside Christian group. So there is clearly an influence in the legislature. I know that not every member who voted for this amendment actually agrees with it. We've had conversations with some members afterwards and during the legislative battle who said they were uncomfortable with it. They were looking for any way to stop it. But unfortunately, the for whatever reason, the political pressures were more successful. And I really think it showed a desperation on the part of the conservative right that put this on the ballot, because they really recognize that times are changing. People are thinking that this is less and less an important issue. And they realized that this was really the last opportunity they would have to put something like this on the ballot. So they pushed really, really hard for it.
And how much does Obama's statement help that along? I mean, how big a deal is that?
Well, I think it's a tremendously big deal. I mean, whether you like him or not, he's still the president of the United States. And so his opinion does carry weight and does matter. And we're seeing that it really has changed a lot in the African-American community, too. So we're hopeful and excited by his leadership on this and his coming out in favor of marriage equality. And we are seeing that it is making a difference. So
I know great. You recall House Speaker Tillis saying before the vote that this would be, right. If it passed, it would be repealed in 10 or 20 years because of the younger generation. Do you think he's right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that kind of goes back to that desperation that the values folks had in wanting to really see this on now, because they knew that the time was slipping through their fingers in terms of getting this on the ballot and getting it enacted into the Constitution. So I do think he's right. We found that one of the areas where we really found a terrific reception when we ran around the state was in college campuses. I think something like 70% or more of them thought this was a ridiculous thing and didn't support it. So we are seeing a generational shift. And it sort of crossed a lot of boundaries in college-age kids. I mean, it didn't matter their gender, their political affiliation, their religious beliefs. A lot of them just thought, you know, this makes sense. Marriage equality is no big deal. Why are we even doing this? My belief is the next generation is going to put this question to rest once and for all.
Well, let's hope it happens sooner rather than later.
Yes, Stuart,
thank you very much for what you're doing, and we appreciate you being here.
My pleasure. Anytime.
That's it for another edition of News and Views. Look for us on the web at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Chris Fitzsimon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon, director of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com. News and Views, a weekly look at state and policy issues, is a production of the North Carolina Justice Center.